Hello, Warrior fans! Welcome back to another episode of Sunstripe's Warrior Cat Podcast. I'm Sunstripe, your host, and I'm really sorry about not posting anything at all. I have been pretty busy, and I only realised yesterday it's been an entire week and more since I've posted. But I'm back, and today we are going to be... I'm going to be explaining the territory of my OC clans. But first, shout-outs! I'm going to be shouting out all my followers on Spotify, which you can do. My profile is just Sunstripe, and I'm the only Sunstripe, so you shouldn't have any problem finding me. Anyway, first shout-out goes to Amber Kit from River Clan, and then Springpaw, and then Bucky Bowie, and then Brambleheart of Storm Clan, and then Aaron Binky, and then Lynx Heart Podcaster, and then Janda Flynn, which I think her warrior name is Fawn Leaf, and then Hudson. Those are my current Spotify followers. Every time I get a new follower, obviously they'll get a shout out in one of the episodes. But yeah, I guess we'll get straight into it. Before we start, audio warning. If I sound a little down in this episode, it's because I've just had my COVID vax and it's made me feel very tired. But yeah, it's not that bad. Anyway, the show must go on. We'll start with Tree Clan territory. Tree Clan territory is constantly being cut down by Two Legs. They have infected the whole top left corner and are spreading downwards. There is an old, rusty, dead monster in the forest, which bleeds constant black blood. It is said to stay away, as the black blood can stick in cat's fur for a very long time if touched. The forest was recently burnt in the northern side. Therefore, that area is full of ash and is said to also stay away. And finally, a stream runs down from Spring Clan territory from the northeast down to just below the camp. The stream is fresh enough to drink and provides Tree Clan with all their needed water. Tree Clan have 4 lookouts, yet only one of these is to keep away intruding cats. One is stationed in a tree near the dead monster, so if any cat falls in the deep, dark, black blood, the monster is constantly bleeding. The lookout's duty is to save them and help them, no matter what clan or if they're not from a clan they are from. Same as in the ash pile, there is a lookout there stationed in the tree. And also same at the stream, there is a lookout there as well. Only one lookout on the very right side is there to report back strange sightings of intruders. Now on to Spring Clan. There isn't really much I can say about Spring Clan that isn't already told in the Spring Clan episode, except for the Great Steam Sprayer, which is the only water sprayer on the mountain that makes steam instead of water. Hill Clan has a dirt thunder path cutting straight into the land and is rollingly close to their current camp. The thunder path comes from the northeast and runs out of their territory at the south. There is very few plants in Hill Clan territory, except from a bush here or there. But there is a big bunch of 4 trees that many eagles like to roost in the bottom southeast side. And then there is one more landmark in Hill Clan territory, Skinny Hill. This has its name as it is basically hollow. This was dug out by Hill Clan's ancestors, since the original camp is easy to find. Though the clan is a lot bigger now and the hill is always in danger of collapsing. And then we have Snow Clan, which is a pretty interesting one. There are 2 ditches. When enemy clans are spotted, 2 lots of warrior patrols dig themselves into the snow at these places, hoping for an ambush chance. There is also a small wall around the ditches that can be used as an advantage in a battle. There is 1 tree in Snow Clan territory, and cats of all other clans, or Snow Clan as well, shelter under this tree, as its ground is one of the few places in Snow Clan territory that is bare of snow. and it is also used for apprentice training. Patrols have a constant route along the entire border and a circular route around the camp's mountain. Now, before we end the episode, time for one little blooper. Oh, I wasn't meant to film yet. But yes, that was the clan's territories. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Sorry that it was so short. I really need to make them longer. Please follow me on Spotify, leave a review, voice message, all that. Send me an email. I'm open for collabs as well, via email or voice message. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Sunstripe out.